This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, welcome to the show. I've got a commentary coming out in the newspaper on Sunday. Usually gets covered by papers all over this country and conservative websites all over this country, and I want to read it to you. I think you'll enjoy it. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV, and I want to tell you about a change coming to how we handle Newsmax TV as early as next week. I'm not sure if it's going to be Monday or not. I think it's going to be Monday, but if not Monday, we'll pull it off on Tuesday or Wednesday, but we're going to stop starting the show at 5:06 and rather West Coast time, 8:06 East Coast time. We're going to actually start it at the top of the hour. There won't be any that six-minute delay anymore because this show has become so popular. We're worried that people are tuning in, and they're saying, where's the show? Where's the show? Where's Wayne Root? Where's Bill O'Reilly? So we're going to carry at the very top of the hour. So instead of tuning in on Newsmax or USA at 8:06 East, 5:06 West, you can tune in at 8 and 5. And we're there at that moment. When the clock strikes 8, the show comes on. So exciting news. Things are going fantastic. Show very highly rated. We want to make sure you get every second in. The newspaper article or newspaper column that I've got coming out on Sunday is titled, Democrats are Wile E. Coyote and Trump is the Roadrunner. Poor delusional Democrats. They always think they have Trump right where they want him, but they never do. Democrats are starring in the Roadrunner cartoon, whether they know it or not. President Trump is the Roadrunner. The Democrats are Wile E. Coyote. Wile always thinks he has Roadrunner right where he wants him, but he never does. Roadrunner outsmarts him every time. That's Donald J. Trump. Remember the locker room video? It's happening all over again. Trump knows the upcoming elections in November and 2020 are only about two things, the economy and illegal immigration. And that's it. And nothing else matters. And Democrats are giddy over sex. They sound like a bunch of perverts. Wile E. Coyote perverts, to be exact. Sorry, but didn't your own Democratic president, Bill Clinton, prove about 20 years ago that elections are never won or lost about sex? I was a regular guest back then on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher on ABC TV. Bill and his guests were always squaring off with me about Bill Clinton's sex life, meaning Bill Maher and his guests were always squaring off with me about Bill Clinton's sex life. Keep in mind, we weren't talking about sex a decade before Clinton became president. We were talking about him having sex with an intern in the Oval Office while he was president. Today, Bill Clinton would be ridden out of Washington on the third rail, tarred and feathered by liberal feminists. But no matter, I learned a valuable lesson back then. Get ready. I was wrong. See, Americans don't care about presidents' sex lives, certainly not if the economy is booming. Republicans overplayed our hand back then, and voters punished the GOP for meddling in the sex life of the president. Most Americans don't think a president's sex life is any of their business. Not even if the president had sex in the Oval Office with an intern. Not even if he lied to our faces about it and said, I didn't have sexual relations with that woman. Democrats are replaying the exact same scenario today. Back in the Clinton era, Democrats called Kenneth Starr, the special counselor for Bill Clinton, a sex pervert. What does that make Robert Mueller today? He spent $20 million on getting Michael Cohen to plead guilty to a crime that doesn't exist. There is no crime and there is no campaign violation if you pay off someone with your own personal money. Sorry, none. And there's no campaign violation if you pay someone to keep quiet about an affair from 10 years before you ever ran for office. Sorry, no such crime. And there is no proof Trump even knew or ordered the payoff. Only Michael Cohen would be in trouble if it was a crime, but it's not a crime. Ask Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's lawyer, one of the Clintons' best friends. What a surprise. Even he says There's no proof. And it will come down to Cohen's word versus Trump's. Well, good luck. No crime, no impeachment, you are dreaming. Do you think anyone is surprised that Trump had affairs? 63 million Trump voters all know Trump cheated with Stormy and the Playboy Playmate. Of course he did. And of course they extorted him. And of course he paid them off to keep his wife from finding out. Ho-hum! 63 million Trump voters elected Trump the barbarian. I've written about it. Trump is a macho caveman. He's a warrior. His mouth is a nuclear weapon. We love him. He's exactly what we needed to save capitalism and America and the middle class and my beloved Republican Party. Here's the truth, folks. If the locker room video didn't stop Trump from getting elected president, these new developments, by comparison, are chump change. Maybe we should call them Trump change. If sex with an intern in the Oval Office didn't stop Bill Clinton, sex from a decade ago as a private citizen certainly will not stop Donald Trump. CNN and the New York Times mentioned impeachment hundreds of times this past week. It's all delusion and delusional. Like the GOP with Bill Clinton, you Democrats are overplaying your hand. You're turning voters off. You look like sex perverts. The economy is booming. The CEO of Target says this is the greatest consumer spending he's ever seen in his entire life. Employment is up in 314 out of 349 of the largest U.S. counties in the past year. And that's what matters to real Americans. We are being invaded by illegals because Democrats left the borders open. Illegal aliens are raping and murdering innocent young women in places like Iowa and Minnesota. And that's what matters to real Americans. The Democrats are Wile E. Coyote. Trump is the roadrunner. You got nothing. I wouldn't be shocked if Trump's poll ratings go up. Want to bet? Wayne Allyn Root. That's my commentary coming up in Thursdays, actually in Sundays, Las Vegas Review Journal. It's the weekend coming up, and it's for the weekend edition, and you'll probably see it at a conservative website near you as well. And so no sooner than I write that this morning for Sunday's paper that I'm willing to bet you his poll ratings are up. Well, they're not up, but they're better than Obama's at the same time of Obama's presidency. You'd never guess that from the media. I've been telling you for months now that Trump is way ahead of Obama on the same day of Obama's presidency. Every single week and every single month, he's been ahead by 4 or 5 points of Obama the same day on his presidency. Now he's only up by 1 point over Obama after the worst week in the history of the world. I used to think no politician in history could have had a worse week than Trump after he announced for president and everybody attacked him for making his comments about Mexicans coming over the borders. And I would have thought no one in the history of the world could have had a worse week after the locker room video. And I would have thought that no one in the history of the world could have a worse week after the Russian summit with Putin. He's a traitor. He's giving away America. He's a traitor. He should be arrested. And you know what? I was wrong, because it got even worse this past week. And despite all the bad publicity about Manafort and about Michael Cohen and about Trump and the payoffs and the women and the sex and the affairs, he's at 46% at Rasmussen. And Obama, the same day of his presidency, was at 45%. Trump is higher than Obama still. Meanwhile, the economy's rolling along. The Russell 2000 is at an all-time high. NASDAQ's at an all-time high. The S&P 500 at an all-time high. And the Dow is up again today. So all good news. Now, interesting flashback for all of you who still think it's a big deal that Trump paid somebody off, if in fact he paid someone off. Obama offered a $150,000 bribe to silence his crackpot, racist, anti-Semitic, Jew-hating, hate preacher Jeremiah Wright in 2000, and must have been 2008 during the campaign, right? So here it is. The Mueller special counsel and New York District Attorney's Office seek to destroy Trump for paying out $130,000 in hush money to two former girlfriends. But the New York District Attorney's Office has picked up the case because New York state crimes cannot be pardoned by a president. So now they want to get him on the state level because you can't, as president, pardon someone on the state level. But most experts believe paying hush money is not a crime. The media believes the alleged bribe ranks as one of the worst criminal acts in U.S. history. In other words, they're acting like he's Dillinger. They're acting like, you know, he's the 9/11 terrorist mastermind because he had sex 10 years ago and they extorted him and he paid them some money. But now this is in. Barack Obama offered hush money to a close associate before the 2008 election. Barack Obama's crackpot anti-Semitic, anti-American pastor, Jeremiah Wright, caused a stir in the summer of 2008 after video was released of the pastor screaming, and I won't say the words because they're horrible, but let's say gosh darn America from his church pulpit. Gosh darn America, but he said it in a lot worse way. Obama's closest friends sent Reverend Jeremiah Wright an email offering him $150,000 hush money to go silent before the election, and he did. Years later, Jeremiah Wright admitted to author Ed Klein that he'd been offered the $150,000 bribe to go away. "Man, the media ate me alive," Wright said. We met in his office at Chicago's Kwame Nkrumah Academy. "After the media went ballistic on me, I received an email offering me money not to preach at all until the November presidential, until after the November presidential election." "Who sent the email?" I asked Wright. "It was from one of Barack Obama's closest friends." "He offered you money?" "Not directly. He sent the offer to one of the members of the church who sent it to me." "How much money did he offer you?" $150,000, Wright said. "Did Obama ever make an effort to see you?" "Yes," Wright said. "They met at his church. He said, I don't know if he had a wire on him. His security was outside. And one of the first things Barack said was, I really wish you wouldn't do any more public speaking until after the November election. He knew I had some speaking engagements lined up, and he said, I wish you wouldn't speak. It's going to hurt the campaign if you do that." So Obama commits campaign violations. Obama's friends offer $150,000 bribes. The media doesn't care. The Federal Election Commission doesn't care. No special prosecutor cared. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, doesn't care. Obama does it. No one cares. Hillary does it. No one cares. Hillary pays for a FISA dossier that's filled with lies and fraud to frame Trump and get them to spy on Trump. Obama goes along with it. That's a campaign violation. Nobody cares. It's amazing. But Donald Trump, oh my God, he's Dillinger. This is Society Today. Be right back.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids are going to high school or college or looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light stainless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Remember again, starting next week, this show will be starting at the top of the hour. You won't have to wait the 6 minutes till 5:06 West Coast time, 8:06. East Coast time. We're starting right at the top of the hour. We've made the arrangements. I'm not sure what day that'll start. Could be Monday, could be Tuesday, could be Wednesday. But next week we will be starting at the top of the hour because the show has become such a hit with me and Bill O'Reilly. Bill's made a big difference. Our audience has quadrupled. And so we want to make sure you, the second you tune in at the top of the hour, you're going to get to see this show. The show is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group, by the way, when I got attacked by the IRS under Barack Obama. And then there's another. Trump is in trouble for sex from 10 years ago with an affair on his wife that's none of our business. And yet Obama got away with using the IRS to try and destroy conservatives like me? That's a massive high crime. That's a crime in any country in the world. If the head of England, the prime minister, used their tax authority to destroy their opponents, wouldn't that be big news in England? Wouldn't that be big news in Romania or Germany or anywhere else in the world? And yet Obama got away with it. Lois Lerner got away with it. She retired. She got her pension. She didn't go to jail. This stuff is amazing. The entire government is against us. And the entire media is against us. And the entire educational system is against us. And certainly the IRS is against us. In any case, I'm sad to say the three worst letters that promote the worst fear in the English language are IRS. If you have any problems with the IRS or you have any tax questions, any problems at all, you go see Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. He took care of me. He is fantastic. He represents some of the biggest superstars in Hollywood and some of the biggest country music singers and rock singers. He's amazing, right? But he also represents the average person. And he charges a very low flat fee. I was shocked when he told me his fee. I mean, I was just shocked. And you will hear the same fee and go, what? How does he afford to do that? Except that the guy in Top Gun when the Russian jet went above him. What? That's the reaction you'll have when you find out Sam Lantis' fee. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Give him a call. You don't want to battle the IRS by yourself. I didn't. I won twice. Thank you, Sam Lantis. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Numerically, 800-934-3578. Or go to LantisTaxLaw.com. Now, I got to tell you something that's just amazing. You guys have no idea what it's like to be Donald Trump or Wayne Root. I'm just like Donald. Him and I speak from the hip, and we say things that second. There's no thought for 12 hours before I say something and pass it by 52 lawyers and 52 aides, right? I'm on national TV and national radio, and I say everything off the top of my head. I react instantly to what's going on, and the liberals and the liberal media take it out of context and try and destroy you with one sentence that might be a throwaway sentence. That's what they've done to Trump for all these years since the moment he declared for president. I'm a witness. I went to a rally. He spoke for 90 minutes. It was a perfect, wonderful 90 minutes. Everyone high-fived and clapped and standing ovation. They went home. When I got home, there were giant headlines. He had said something wrong. And then I remember that line. It was like a one-second throwaway line. We all laughed. They made it like it was the biggest thing in the world. That's how they try and destroy you. It is character assassination. It is fraud. It is slander. And they take what you say and they take it out of context and make it the headline when it's just one line out of a 90-minute speech. For me, it's even worse. I talk for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's 15 hours a week. That's 60 hours a month I talk on national radio and TV, and they take one line out of the entire 60 hours and define your life by it. So all of you probably watched this show 2 days ago, and you know I was talking about Molly Tibbetts, that poor, wonderful girl who died at the hands of an illegal. And I said, after repeating that an illegal alien did it, open borders did it, the Democrats opened the borders, they let these people stay in the country, they believe in sanctuary cities, they won't deport them. And then I said, oh, by the way, what a terrible thing, how awful, but I got some advice for women out there. I don't think you should jog outdoors. I won't jog outdoors. Not just women. I said I work out an hour, 2 hours a day. I do it indoors. I watch a movie. I watch TV. I do it on my treadmill. I do it on my elliptical. I do it on my rower. I do it on my indoor bike. I would not jog outdoors. I don't want to be hit by a car. I don't want to be hit by a truck. I don't want to take a chance at someone attacking or mugging me. And a woman has to worry much more that some crazed man might attack them. Do you know that's a headline all over England? There's headlines in the biggest British newspapers at this moment. The Sun and the Globe have headlines. Molly Tibbetts blamed for her own murder by radio host Wayne Allyn Root, who says she shouldn't have used the treadmill while she should have used the treadmill while jogging. And there's my face in giant picture and giant headlines. Wayne Root blames Molly Tibbetts for her own murder. What? This is how they try and character assassinate you, with total lies. I'm a guy who wants to help women and says, look at this example. Maybe you shouldn't be alone. Maybe you should jog in twos or threes. Or maybe you should join a gym or jog in the house. And we could avoid something bad happening to you because we love you and we care for you. And they're making it like, I hate women and I think they shouldn't jog alone outside, says the feminist liberals.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is canceling his trip to North Korea next week due to lack of progress regarding denuclearization. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says, reading between the lines, we can figure a few things out.
think it's confirmation of what we've been receiving, you know, through intelligence leaks now for a number of weeks, that North Korea not only is not denuclearizing, they're in fact and indeed advancing their program.
Hurricane Lane is a Category 2 hurricane as it brings powerful rain, wind, and mudslides to the Hawaiian Islands. Luke Myers is with the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. He has some advice for everyone in Hawaii.
My message is to be prepared, be vigilant, listen to the local authorities. Don't let your guard down.
And finally, Arizona Senator John McCain has discontinued medical treatment for an aggressive form of brain cancer, his family announced today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stone? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Did you hear that when I left, when I was telling you about the Sun and the Mirror and in the UK are making headlines out of one line out of 15 hours a week I speak everything. That's why I call this a root reaction, this third hour. I react instantly with no scripts, just like Donald Trump, off the top of my head, off my hip. I shoot from the hip. Whatever I see, I react to it. And they don't say anything about, let's just say there's a million words a month that spew out of my mouth. They grab the 6 words or the 12 words that they could twist out of context and try and make you look like an idiot or a woman hater or a racist or just a complete fool or an idiot. But they ignore the other 9,999,990 words that were fantastic. Now, this is the profession I chose, but it's so wrong and it's so ridiculous and it's so slanderous. And how about this one? Before they wrote those headlines about Wayne Root blaming Molly Tibbetts, I almost cried on the air over the death of Molly Tibbetts. Before they blame me, do you think before they published it they might have given me a call and asked my thoughts? Some sort of a response? No. And this is like the 6 times since I became an opening speaker for Donald Trump that they grabbed one line and twisted it out of context, and not one time did one media ever ask me for a comment. Never. They don't want to know what your defense is because, again and again, guess what this article, both articles in England say? Prominent Trump supporter Wayne Root. That's what this is about. It's got nothing to do with what I said. It's got to do with ruining a prominent Trump supporter. This is how they try and ruin Donald Trump. This is how they try and ruin Wayne Root. This is how they try and ruin Eric Bolling. This is how they try and ruin Bill O'Reilly. Every word, every action you take is taken out of context. And they lie and they twist and they slander. And I spew out a million words a month, and they find 6 they don't like, and that's the headline in British papers. Are you kidding me? That was a throwaway line off the top of my head. Hey, I jog in my home. I jog in a gym with the TV on because I don't want to be outside because it could be dangerous. Whether you're going to catch pneumonia in the cold or whether you're going to get hit by a Mack truck. I have 2 friends, by the way, who are bike riding outside, got hit and almost died in this world. And, or whether you get killed or raped. Why would you want to be outside, especially if you're a woman? And they interview a feminist author who talks about, in the context, Wayne Root must, you know, basically she said, I must hate women because I don't think they should be alone outside. You just go, what? I was looking out for my female viewers and trying to make the point that you might be better off joining a gym because you don't face crazy people and rapists and murderers and illegal aliens who are out to rape a woman and kill her. If you're in a gym or you're in your home gym, it's safer than being outdoors alone. If you're going to go outdoors, jog with another person, a woman, a boyfriend, an escort, whatever, someone who jogs with you to protect you. That was my only point. I love women. I like women. I don't hate women. But the UK Daily Mail doesn't care because after my name comes Wayne Root, Trump supporter. My last name isn't Root anymore. It's Wayne Root, Trump supporter. I am Wayne Allen Root, Trump supporter. I have 5 names, and Trump supporter are the last 2. And that's all the media cares about. If my last name was Clinton supporter, they would never find the bad line. Matter of fact, they would listen for hours to find the good line and put a headline, what a great guy I am, and ignore the bad stuff. And that's what the media did for the entire election of Donald Trump. Every word he said, they took it out of context and found one line that you could make him look like a bad guy. And with Hillary, they never did that. All right, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Unbelievable. But I see it as a badge of honor. Why would I be the headline in England if it wasn't the globalists of the world finally figuring out that Wayne Root has become popular and the show's a hit and I'm making a difference in the world? Maybe just because I just helped Donald Trump come to his decision about South Africa. Maybe because I said on the air that my comments about South Africa may very well have led Trump to make his comments, which got the government of South Africa on notice that you can't just steal or murder white farmers. I'm having an influence in the world, and so they got to try and stop me. Oh, one other thing of interest. The article then goes on to mention that I blame the immigrant for killing her without using the word illegal. And that's another trick of the liberal left. They rant in there that Wayne Root is against immigrants. And they don't mention that the girl was murdered by an illegal alien. Not an immigrant, an illegal alien who should not have been in the United States of America. No mention of that in the entire article. Just shows you what incredible frauds the media is, whether they're in the United States or whether they're out of the United States. They're all frauds. And when guys like me and Trump point out their frauds, they come after us, they target us, and they try and destroy us. They listen to every word I say now because I've become important, and now they're trying to take me down, and we can't let them do it. All right, U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Nobody in the world was more upset over Molly Tibbetts' death than me. I'm not blaming Molly Tibbetts. I feel horrible, and I want her to be alive, and I want her parents to have her back again, for gosh sakes. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and, you know, with all the tragedies and all the things going on in the world and the hurricane going on in Hawaii and the flooding going on in Hawaii, you need some gold. You really do, because you need to protect yourself against crisis and tragedy. You need to protect yourself against stock market failing, against real estate failing, against wars around the world. Whatever it is, when bad things happen, gold goes up and silver goes up. So U.S. Gold Bureau is the only full-service precious metals firm in the entire world that's owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository. That is credibility. And if the state of Texas trusts them, you should too. Call them now. Get your free American Silver Eagle. It is fresh from the U.S. Mint in brilliant, uncirculated condition. 1 ounce of pure silver for free with no obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. They're so sure they can win you over long term. They're willing to pay for the phone call. It's free. They're willing to pay for the coin. It's free. They're willing to pay for the shipping. It's free. There is no risk to you, only to them. Those are my kind of guys. I love risk takers. I love entrepreneurs. They're great guys. Call them right now. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Let's take calls. Let's take Pete in California on line 4. Pete, you're on with Wayne Alaroot. How are you?
Hey, and you're doing a lot of exercising, huh?
I am doing lots of exercising, and that's good.
That's a
I
lot
lost
of bikes
some weight, and I feel good.
Treadmills, and hey, you know, that Richard Painter is a liberal commentator over there on CNN or whatever it is, and
okay,
you know, he's always bashing Trump, saying the worst things about him. Well, he decides to run for Congress over there in Minnesota, and I'm thinking, damn, he's on TV every day, he's bashing Trump. People in Minnesota hate him, you know, and he's getting all this free publicity. He got 10% of the vote. It just shows you that the media doesn't have near the influence they think they do. You know what I'm saying? And bashing Trump ain't going to, you know, it's not a golden ticket to get into the election. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. No, there's lots of people like Trump. Obviously, he's got higher ratings right now than Obama did at the same time in office. They'll never tell you that. Only you have to tune into Wayne Root Show to hear that. You have to tune into Newsmax TV to hear that. But the reality is he's more popular than Obama was. And they tried to make it out like Obama was, you know, walked on water. He was the second coming of Jesus Christ. He was perfect. And everybody loves him. And his poll ratings were lower than Trump. Well, they're trying to tell you that Trump is a Nazi, Trump is Hitler, Trump is the worst guy that ever lived, Trump murders children, Trump separates children from parents. It's crazy, but it's not working. We're not having communist re-education camps in the United States of America. It's not going to work. And so, you know, the end result is most people don't listen to the news anymore and they don't believe it. And so that's the good thing. That's the good. They turned off half the people in America or more. And so they don't even listen to what these people say anymore. Hey, Pete, thanks for the call. We got to run because I got to keep it moving. Let's take Ellen in Indiana, line 3. Ellen in Indiana. Ellen, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that, number one, that the president's supporters are not going to ever leave him because they appreciate what he does. They appreciate that he's working free, and he has to take a lot of crap. But what I really want to say is I have wondered about Jeff Sessions from almost the beginning, since he's really not supporting this president and he recused himself when he didn't need to. Is he part of the establishment and they plan to take down this president this way? Because it sure looks like that. It looks like he has not supported the president since he got in office. Now, before,
yes,
he was supporting him right and left, but of course anybody can act. And I'm just wondering if this was a plot and a plan to get the president from the very beginning, because Jeff is not going to have a good name as an attorney general because he is not supporting the president that the people of America voted in office.
Oh, yeah. And listen, Ellen, let me use your own words to answer that question. You said that Jeff Sessions was the biggest supporter of Trump during the campaign, and then the minute he became Attorney General, he was the biggest thorn in Trump's side. How is that possible? And I have answered on this show, on both my radio and TV show, for a year now. I've answered that he's clearly being blackmailed. This is just my opinion, but to me it's so obvious, and common sense tells me he's being blackmailed. Because he couldn't have been a setup from the beginning, because he's been a U.S. senator for years. He's always been the most conservative senator in the entire U.S. Senate, and the most anti-illegal immigration senator in the entire U.S. Senate. And yet, the minute he becomes Trump's attorney general, he steps aside to let Trump get in big trouble, to ruin the entire Trump presidency with Mueller. He allows Rosenstein to step all over Trump. And he also, the other significant thing is, he won't prosecute Hillary or Obama for their serious crimes while he's letting the people under him go after Trump for minor crimes. He's being blackmailed. It's very clear to me. But again, it's just my opinion. Let me state that. It's not Newsmax's opinion. It's not Fox News' opinion. It's not a fact. It's just gut instinct. My gut instincts have been right on. I dare anyone to listen to my shows for the last 2 years, radio and TV, and you will find virtually every single prediction I made that you can come to a conclusion now with a fact turned out to be true. All my predictions turned out to be correct, including, of course, the prediction that Trump would win the election when no one thought it. From the very beginning to the very end, I knew he'd win. And so all my predictions are right on the money. My gut instincts are amazing. And my gut instinct, again, is that Jeff Sessions is being blackmailed. And Donald Trump, President Trump, you gotta fire Jeff Sessions. Wayne Allyn will be back in a sec. We'll take more calls. 833-WAR-TALK. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I got to do two things. I got to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I also want to make sure I'll do it now so I cannot forget, because the week is over, and I've got to do it now. Robin Leach died earlier today. Robin Leach, the host, of course, of Lifestyles That Are Rich and Famous, and very few of you would happen to know that he was a friend of mine. He was a great guy and a friend of mine. We both live in Las Vegas, and we're both in the media in Las Vegas, and Robin is probably the single nicest person I've ever met in the media. Everybody's nasty. Everybody, I could say a word here, you can't say it on TV. Everyone in the media is a nasty person, for the most part, with a few exceptions. I think I've met two in my life. Rita Cosby is one of the nicest women I've ever met in my life in any field, and she's in the media. She was a Fox News host. She was an MSNBC host. She's a CNN occasional host and an author, best-selling author, great friend of mine. Love Rita Cosby. That's one of the only media people I've ever met that's nice. And then Robin Leach was the second one. I love Robin Leach. And every time I'd send an item to Robin Leach for his gossip column, he'd put it in and say something nice about me and find a way to give a positive spin to it, which is nice. And I send the same thing to 20 other reporters, and they would not one of them would put it in because they all are liberals and they hate conservatives and they never wanted to say anything nice about Wayne Root. So no matter how good my career went, they would never say something about it. Robin would publish every single thing I ever sent him and put it in a nice way. See how the UK Daily, the UK newspapers twisted against me? He would twist it for me. He'd find the best thing you could say. He was not just the champagne glass guy, but the glass is half full, not half empty. Always positive, great guy, only 76 years old, too young to die. And so that's a good segue to bring up Cenogenix, because the whole point of why I go to Cenogenix and why you should call Cenogenix is because we've got an epidemic in America of people dying too young and people dying too heavy and people dying of diabetes, people dying of cancer, people dying of heart disease, people dying of strokes. There's an epidemic going on, and people are sick, and they're sick at a very young age. And so Cenogenix is dedicated to keeping you healthy at a very old age, from young to old, no matter where you are on the spectrum. I don't want anyone to ever die at the age of 76. Robin should have lived another 10 or 20 years, and I would have enjoyed him living another 10 or 20 years. It's sad that he's gone now, a good friend of mine. So first of all, goodbye, Robin Leach. My condolences to Robin's family. He was a great guy. And then second of all, sponsor of this segment of the show is Cenogenics. They will get you in the best shape of your life. They found multiple minor health issues with me just starting. I was pre-diabetic and insulin resistant, and they reversed them all. Thank you, Cenogenics. And if I live to 106 instead of 76, I'll have you to thank. All of you should call them. I'm eating more than I've ever eaten in my life, and I've lost 7 pounds. It's fantastic. For free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. If you want to be older, don't call. If you want to be fatter, don't call. If you want to feel crappy, don't call. If you want to look crappy, don't call. If you want to feel and look the best of your life and live longer to meet your kid, your grandkids, call 888-YOUNGER or register at Cenogenics.com. It's a free, no obligation consultation. Cenogenics, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. .com. All right, let's grab some calls. We will grab Johnny in Georgia. Johnny, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Johnny, you're on.
Yeah, if he's going to run out of time, I'll hang up. I don't want to cause him no problems.
No, go ahead. Just, you got 30 seconds or so, and then we'll move to the next one, and then we're off for the night. Go ahead, shoot.
Okay, I'll hang on, and if he goes off, it's no problem.
No, this is Wayne. You're on with Wayne right now, Johnny.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I apologize.
You're on national TV, my friend. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Listen, I wanted to agree with you about what you were saying about little girls or ladies and shouldn't be off by themselves. I got 2 granddaughters that live right behind me in an 8-foot fence in my yard, and I won't even let them go from one house to the other unless an adult watches them.
Yeah.
And that's not, of course, got anything to do with blaming Miss Tibbetts. Bless her little heart, she couldn't help it. But I'm just saying, I get a lot of criticism from my own family and neighbors because they say I'm too paranoid. Thank you for the call.
All right, you're not paranoid at all. You're a smart and loving grandfather. And by the way, maybe she should have been jogging, right? Maybe women should be jogging with a partner. That's another example of what you could do. Or you could be jogging with, oh my gosh, England's going to freak out because Wayne Root's going to say it. Maybe you can jog with a gun. Self-defense. This wouldn't have happened. Think about it. If she had been carrying a legal gun, a permitted legal gun, she'd be alive today. No one's blaming the victim. I'm trying to think of ways to keep wonderful young ladies alive from all the terrible people out there. You know? So maybe it's a lesson for all of us to get armed because there are bad people out there. No one blames the victim because you weren't armed. No one blames the victim because you weren't indoors in a treadmill. We're just saying out loud, maybe, just maybe, this could have been prevented. I wish I could have figured out a way to prevent a beautiful, wonderful, young, nice young lady like this from being killed. And the first way to prevent it, by the way, is don't have open borders. Don't let illegal aliens into our country. Marie, oh, we're losing time. I hear the music. I was just about to grab an old favorite, Marie from New Jersey. But the weekend is up, alas. Nothing I could do. What a way to end the weekend with headlines in England. You know what they say? There's no such thing as bad publicity. Just makes you more well-known. So we'll just take it. And we'll assume that we can always overcome it with positivity. All of you out there, have a great weekend. And I pray for all the cops out there, all the military, all the veterans, the retired military, the retired police. I pray for you. Thank you for your service to your country. And I pray you have a safe weekend. And I see you again on Monday. We'll have Bill O'Reilly with us on Monday. God bless. Bye-bye, everyone.
Advertised on the previous program, which requires it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.